Welcome to today's Daily Manna of Sunday, the 13th of July 2025. Today's topic is Indispensable Circumcision. Our text today is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 through 6. Verse 1. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whither the Lord thy God hath driven thee, and shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shalt obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul. Verse 3. That then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity, and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations, whither the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it. And he will do thee good, and multiply thee above thy fathers. Verse 6. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart, and the heart of thy seed, to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. Key verse. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart, and the heart of thy seed, to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. Beyond the rhetoric of mere claim and profession of holiness experience, the Lord desires to purge and cleanse true believers and set them free from all inward depravities. Christ's redemptive work provides not just for our initial experience of salvation and freedom from outward sins, but also for the purification of our hearts, so that we can be free within and without, qualifying for heaven. Israel was saved and experienced supernatural wonders in the wilderness. Their attitudes in times of need and trials revealed their inward corruption and need for heart circumcision. Therefore, God promised to circumcise their heart so they could love Him wholly. Our initial experience of salvation is not enough. We need the experience if we want to see God. It is imperative and indispensable. For the children of Israel not to get it wrong through misbehavior, after the Lord restores them from captivity, God says He would circumcise their hearts and those of their offspring. Christ teaches that all evils stem from within. If that fountain can be cleansed, man has excellent hope of shunning thoughts that lead him to acts of disobedience to the laws of his Creator. After salvation, the Lord expects us to have a purged inner being, wholly disconnected from selfishness and worldliness. We cannot, on our own, overcome these traits unless we allow the Lord. Genuine conversion and heart circumcision give us victory over acts such as anger, malice, unforgiving nature, disobedience to God's word, lust, greed, selfishness, self-exaltation, etc. It is a contradiction in terms to claim to be a Christian and still be under the control of these vices. No one with this baggage can be in God's company, here or in His kingdom. The world is not at ease because of the influence of these satanic tendencies. We must fervently seek God for the experience of circumcision of the heart, because without it, no man shall see the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. All who desire this glorious work of grace after salvation must acknowledge their inadequacy and imperfection, submit and surrender all to God, humbly pray in faith for the provision, and their desire shall be granted. Thought for the day. Heart circumcision confers inner purity and beauty. The Bible in 1 year, read by Alexander Skirby. 1 Chronicles chapter 1-4.
The first book of the Chronicles, chapter 1. Adam, Sheth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jered, Henoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tirus. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, and Riphath, and Togarma. And the sons of Javan, Elisha, and Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. The sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, Seba, and Havilah, and Sabta, and Raama, and Saptika. And the sons of Raama, Sheba, and Dedan. And Cush begat Nimrod, he began to be mighty upon the earth. And Mizraim begat Ludim, and Anamim, and Lehabim, and Naphtuhim, and Pathrusim, and Casluhim, of whom came the Philistines, and Caphthorim. And Canaan begat Zidon his firstborn, and Heth, the Jebusite also, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. The sons of Shem, Elam, and Asher, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram, and Uz, and Hul, and Getha, and Meshech. And Arphaxad begat Shelah, and Shelah begat Eber. And unto Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, because in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan begat Almodad, and Sheleph, and Hazarmaveth, and Jera, Hadoram also, and Uzzel, and Dikla, and Ebal, and Abimael, and Sheba, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, the same as Abraham. The sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael. These are their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth, then Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam, Mishma, and Duma, Massa, Hadad, and Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael. Now the sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine, she bare Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua. And the sons of Jokshan, Sheba, and Dedan. And the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Epher, and Henoch, and Abida, and Eldea. All these are the sons of Keturah. And Abraham begat Isaac. The sons of Isaac, Esau, and Israel. The sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, and Jeush, and Jaalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, and Omar, Zephi, and Gatam, Kenaz, and Timnah, and Amalek. The sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. And the sons of Seir, Lotan, and Shobal, and Zibeon, and Anah, and Dishon, and Ezer, and Dishan. And the sons of Lotan, Horai, and Homam, and Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal, Alion, and Manahath, and Ebal, Shephi, and Onam. And the sons of Zibeon, Aiah, and Anah. The sons of Anah, Dishon. And the sons of Dishon, Amram, and Eshban, and Dithran, and Kiran. The sons of Ezer, Bilhan, and Zavan, and Jachin. The sons of Dishan, Uz, and Aaron. Now these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the children of Israel. Bela the son of Beor, and the name of his city was Dinhabah. And when Bela was dead, Jobab the son of Zerah of Bozrah reigned in his stead. And when Jobab was dead, Husham of the land of the Temanite reigned in his stead. And when Husham was dead, Hadad the son of Bedad, which smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Abith. And when Hadad was dead, Samlah of Masrekah reigned in his stead. And when Samlah was dead, Sheol of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And when Sheol was dead, Baal-Hanan the son of Achbor reigned in his stead. And when Baal-Hanan was dead, Hadad reigned in his stead, and the name of his city was Pei, and his wife's name was Mehetabu, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. Hadad died also. And the dukes of Edom were Duke Timnah, Duke Eliah, Duke Jetheth, Duke Aholibama, Duke Elah, Duke Pinon, Duke Kenaz, Duke Teman, Duke Mibzar, Duke Magdiel, Duke Iram. These are the dukes of Edom. Chapter 2. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar and Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, and Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah: and Onan, and Shelah, which three were born unto him of the daughter of Shua the Canaanitess. And the firstborn of Judah, was evil in the sight of the Lord, and he slew him. And Tamar his daughter-in-law bare him Phares and Zerah. All the sons of Judah were five. The sons of Phares: Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Zerah: Zimri and Ethan and Heman and Chalcol and Dara, five of them in all. And the sons of Carmi: Achar, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the thing accursed. And the sons of Ethan: Azariah. The sons also of Hezron that were born unto him: Jeramiel and Ram and Kelubai. And Ram begat Aminadab, and Aminadab begat Nashon, prince of the children of Judah. And Nashon begat Salma, and Salma begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat his firstborn Eliab, and Abinadab the second, and Shimmah the third, Nethaneel the fourth, Radai the fifth, Ozim the sixth, David the seventh, whose sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. And the sons of Zeruiah: Abishai and Joab and Asahel, three. And Abigail bare Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. And Caleb the son of Hezron begat children of Azubah his wife and of Jerioth. Her sons are these: Jeshur and Shobab and Ardon. And when Azubah was dead, Caleb took unto him Ephrath, which bare him Hur. And Hur begat Uri, and Uri begat Bezaleel. And afterward Hezron went into the daughter of Maker, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 80 years old, and she bare him Segub. And Segub begat Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. And he took Geshur and Aram with the towns of Jair from them, with Kenath and the towns thereof, even 80 cities. All these belonged to the sons of Maker, the father of Gilead. And after that Hezron was dead in Caleb Ephratah, then Abiah, Hezron's wife, bare him Asher, the father of Tekoa. And the sons of Jerahmeel, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram the firstborn, and Buna, and Oren, and Ozem, and Ahijah. Jerahmeel had also another wife whose name was Atarah. She was the mother of Onam. And the sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jerahmeel, were Maaz and Jamin and Eker. And the sons of Onam were Shammai and Jada. And the sons of Shammai: Nadab and Abisha. And the name of the wife of Abisha was Abihail, and she bare him Arban and Molid. And the sons of Nadab: Seled and Apaim. But Seled died without children. And the sons of Apaim: Ishai. And the sons of Ishai: Shishan. And the children of Shishan: Alei. And the sons of Jada, the brother of Shammai: Jether and Jonathan. And Jether died without children. And the sons of Jonathan: Peleth and Zazah. These were the sons of Jerahmeel. Now Shishan had no sons, but daughters. And Shishan had a servant, an Egyptian, whose name was Jarha. And Shishan gave his daughter to Jarha, his servant, to wife. And she bare him Attai. And Attai begat Nathan, and Nathan begat Zabad. And Zabad begat Ephlal, and Ephlal begat Obed. And Obed begat Jehu, and Jehu begat Azariah, and Azariah begat Helez, and Helez begat Eliezer, and Eliezer begat Sisamai, and Sisamai begat Shalom, and Shalom begat Jechemiah, and Jechemiah begat Elishama. Now the sons of Caleb, the brother of Jerahmeel, were Mesha, his firstborn, which was the father of Ziph, and the sons of Marisha, the father of Hebron. And the sons of Hebron: Korah, and Tapua, and Rechem, and Shema. And Shema begat Raham, the father of Jorkoam, and Rechem begat Shammai. And the son of Shammai was Maon, and Maon was the father of Bethzer. And Ephah, Caleb's concubine, bare Haran and Mosah and Gazes, and Haran begat Gazes. And the sons of Jadai: Regem and Jotham and Gishan and Pelet and Ephah and Shaaph. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, bare Sheba and Tirhana. She bare also Shaaph, the father of Madmanah, Sheba, the father of Machbena, and the father of Gibeah, and the daughter of Caleb was Aksa. These were the sons of Caleb, the son of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah: Shobal, the father of Kirjath-Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, Hareph, the father of Beth-Gela. And Shobal, the father of Kirjath-Jearim, had sons, Haroi, and half of the Manahethites. And the families of Kirjath-Jearim, the Ithrites, and the Puhites, and the Shumathites, and the Mishraites, of them came the Zariathites and the Eshteulites, the sons of Salma, Bethlehem, and the Netophathites, Ataroth, the house of Joab, and half of the Manahethites, the Zorites. And the families of the scribes which dwelt at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and Sukathites. These are the Kenites that came of Hemath, the father of the house of Rechab. Chapter 3. Now these were the sons of David which were born unto him in Hebron: the firstborn Amnon, of Ahinoam the Jezreelitess; the second Daniel, of Abigail the Carmelitess; the third Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur; the fourth Adonijah, the son of Haggith; the fifth Shephatiah, of Abital; the sixth Ithrim, by Eglah his wife. These six were born unto him in Hebron. And there he reigned 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And these were born unto him in Jerusalem: Shimeah, and Shobab, and Nathan, and Solomon, four, of Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel; Ibhar also, and Elishama, and Eliphelet, and Noga, and Nepheg, and Japhiah, and Elishama, and Eliada, and Eliphelet, nine. These were all the sons of David, beside the sons of the concubines, and Tamar their sister. And Solomon's son was Rehoboam, Abiah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son. And the sons of Josiah were the firstborn Johanan, the second Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, the fourth Shalom. And the sons of Jehoiakim, Jeconiah his son, Zedekiah his son. And the sons of Jeconiah, Asser, Salathiel his son, Malchiram also, and Pediah, and Shenazer, Zechariah, Hoshema, and Nedabiah. And the sons of Pediah were Zerubbabel and Shimei. And the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshullam and Hananiah, and Shalomith their sister, and Hashuba, and Ohel, and Berechiah, and Hasadiah, Jushab-Hesed, five. And the sons of Hananiah, Pelatiah and Jesiah, the sons of Rephiah, the sons of Arnon, the sons of Obadiah, the sons of Shechaniah. And the sons of Shechaniah, Shemaiah, and the sons of Shemaiah, Hattush, and Igeel, and Bariah, and Neariah, and Shaphat, six. And the sons of Neariah, Elioenai, and Hezekiah, and Azricam, three. And the sons of Elioenai were Hodiah, and Eliashib, and Peliah, and Akab, and Johanan, and Deliah, and Anani, seven. Chapter 4. The sons of Judah: Phares, Hezron, and Carmi, and Hur, and Shobal. And Reiah, the son of Shobal, begat Jahath, and Jahath begat Ahumai, and Lahad. These are the families of the Zorathites. And these were of the father of Etam: Jezreel, and Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazlelponi. And Penuel, the father of Gedor, and Ezer, the father of Husha. These are the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, the father of Bethlehem. And Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Helah and Naara. And Naara bare him Ahuzam, and Hepher, and Temani, and Haahashtari. These were the sons of Naara. And the sons of Helah were Zereth, and Jezoar, and Ethnan. And Kaz begat Anab, and Zobiba, and the families of Aharhel, the son of Haram. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. And Caleb, the brother of Shua, begat Mehir, which was the father of Eshton. And Eshton begat Bethrepha, and Pasea, and Tehinnah, the father of Irnehash. These are the men of Rekah. And And the sons of Kenaz, Othniel and Sariah, and the sons of Othniel, Hathath. And Maonothai begat Ophrah, and Sariah begat Joab, the father of the valley of Karashim, for they were craftsmen. And the sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam. And the sons of Elah, even Kenaz. And the sons of Jehalalel, Ziph and Zipha, Tyria and Asareel. And the sons of Ezra were Jether and Mered and Epher and Jalon. And she bare Miriam and Shammai and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. And his wife Jehudijah bare Jered, the father of Gedor, and Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. And these are the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, which Mered took. And the sons of his wife Hodiah, the sister of Naham, the father of Keilah, the Garmite, and Eshtemoah, the Maacathite. And the sons of Shimon were Amnon and Rinnah, Benhanan and Tilon. And the sons of Ishai were Zoheth and Benzoheth. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, were the father of Lekah, and Leada, the father of Marisha, and the families of the house of them that wrought fine linen of the house of Ashbeah, and Jochim, and the men of Kozeba, and Joash, and Seraph, who had the dominion in Moab, and Jeshubailehim. And these are ancient things. These were the potters, and those that dwelt among plants and hedges. There they dwelt with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel, and Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, and Sheol. Shalom his son, Mibsam his son, Mishma his son. And the sons of Mishma, Hamuel his son, Zachar his son, Shimei his son. And Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brethren had not many children, neither did all their family multiply like to the children of Judah. And they dwelt at Beersheba, and Moleda, and Hazar Shul, and at Bilhah, and at Ezem, and at Tolad, and at Bethuel, and at Hormah, and at Ziklag, and at Beth Markaboth, and Hazar Susim, and at Beth Biri, and at Shearaim. These were their cities unto the reign of David. And their villages were Etam, and Ain, Rimmon, and Token, and Ashan, 5 cities. And all their villages that were round about the same cities unto Baal. These were their habitations and their genealogy. And Meshobab, and Jamlech, and Josha, the son of Amaziah, and Joel, and Jehu, the son of Josabiah, the son of Sariah, the son of Asiel, and Elioenai, and Jehoiakobah, and Jeshohiah, and Asaiah, and Adiel, and Jesimiel, and Benaiah, and Ziza, the son of Shiphai, the son of Alan, the son of Jediah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by their names were princes in their families, and the house of their fathers increased greatly. And they went to the entrance of Gedor, even unto the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found fat pasture and good, and the land was wide and quiet and peaceable, for they of Ham had dwelt there of old. And these written by name came in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and smote their tents and the habitations that were found there, and destroyed them utterly unto this day, and dwelt in their rooms, because there was pasture there for their flocks. And some of them, even of the sons of Simeon, 500 men, went to Mount Seir, having for their captains Pelatiah, and Neariah, and Rephiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi. And they smote the rest of the Amalekites that were escaped, and dwelt there unto this day.
For more spiritual nourishment from Daily Manna, visit us at www.dailymanna.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.